on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview. We're playing at Mornington today, running a little late because there was so much to discuss on the verdict, but it's great once again to get Warren Huntley and Harry White with us. Waz, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
After a huge weekend, hopefully we can find a winner at Mornington today. Harry's always confident. No doubt you're confident today?
Oh, yeah, nothing's changed, Michael.
Very good. Let's get straight into it then. Mornington today, race number one. It is over the 2,460 metres. In this race, they are all going around. The favourite is Miss Harriet for Shane Nichols. What a weekend he's had. $2.10. It's been well backed as well. Nero Veloce is at 480, 484 reliable. Lisa Warren, kick us off. Will Shane Nichols have another good day today?
Oh, she can run well on trial at the trip, but she's shaping up like the distance will suit. I think the distance will definitely suit number 7, reliable Lisa, who will be strong late, I think, after the 2460 here with the rail position. And I thought it was solid enough to the line last start behind J-Rod too, and just had a good grounding to step up in distance. So I could play 7 each way here. Ahead of 10, Miss Harriet, who's going to get down in the weight, so I'd be interested to see how light Will Price can claim there, taking 4, or listed as taking 4 off the 54 kilos. I just don't have his riding weight here in front of me, but I'll try and find out. 3, Nero Veloce, will ride the speed, and Spruzel coming through the same form line. Probably not going to be a lot between them wherever they finish. 7, 10, 3, 4.
Harry, how do you see the first?
I think that Warren's a fantastic judge. I'm with the 7, reliable Lisa as well, who looks set to relish his trips. He's been solid in her past two runs over 2,000 metres, despite being fairly unwanted in betting. May need some luck due to drawing an awkward alley, but looks to have plenty of upside. I am very wary of the favourite, Miss Harriet, who carries absolutely no weight after Will Price's claim, as Warren mentioned. Was solid 3 back over the mile trip before 2 sound efforts thereafter. She jumps up sharply in distance, but expect that she figures in the finish. Nero Veloce is just an honest customer who has placed twice over the trip in as many runs of late. Higgins knows the horse well, and a repeat effort of his latest efforts would surely see him around the mark again. And Whipstar, best of the rest, 7-10-3-6.
7-10-3-6, both with the 7 each way in the first race at Mornington. Race number 2, we can take out 6-7, 12 and 13. The favourites are first started from the Greg Urell stable. Ollie to ride on a Tuesday, hell of a bell, into $2.10, and has been well supported. Young Liam, $4.20. Grey Minx at $5. Arigato at $6 as well. Harry, it's won a trial impressively, the favourite. Are you with it on debut?
Look, it was an impressive trial winner, but I am keen on the 4, Young Liam, who maps as the likely leader and was only nabbed late last start at track and trip, having the rest of the field covered by over a length and a half. He's drawn to do no work for the lead and expect him to take running down. Obviously, that debutante, hell of a bell, impressive trial winner a few weeks back, drawn ideally, has the services of Damien Oliver, as you mentioned. And of note, Oliver has had 3 rides for Greg Urell this year for 2 wins and a seconds. That's pretty good stats. Arigato was sound enough on resumption when 3rd at the track over the 6 furlongs. She'll be fitter for the run, looks well placed, dropping back in trip, obviously just needing some luck from a wide gate. And Grey Mink was slow to begin first up, though showed good speed when it was all over. Winkers go on, drawn well. Next best, 4-2-10-5.
All right, 4-2-10-5. It's Ollie's only ride for the day today, Warren, so that's got to be a lead for punters as well.
It probably would be. I did like the trial, was strong to the line. I'm sure in time we'll get out further than 1,000 metres. Harry referenced Arigato needing some luck from the draw. I loved her jump out going into this campaign and comes back in distance, slight query, but gee, I think she's a talent and she'll be very strong late here at the end of 1,000 metres. And there should be reasonable speed. Certainly young Liam will roll along somewhere near the speed. Don't think he'll be on his own. I'm going to go with 10 at hopefully a bit of value. Ahead of 4, young Liam, who I think give a good sight riding the speed from the inside draw. Hell of a bell's the real, I suppose, query runner, and a lot of information pointing towards him running well on debut. And as Harry outlined, Ollie's a bit of a go-to man for Greg Urell when he's got one that he thinks is a very good chance. And 5, Grey Mink, I thought, with the winkers going on, fitter for one run back from a spell. And I believe Will Price can ride down to 48 kilos, so look for him to take that full 4-kilo claim in the first. But my number's in the second, Michael, at 10, 4, 2, 5.
10, 4, 2 and 5. Race number 3, we can take out 4. 11, 15 and 16. Camo is the favourite from Hayes Dabernig at $3.50. Miss Polanski, $3.95. Paraphernalia are the main 3 in the market. Who do you like in the third, Warren?
I'm with Miss Polanski. Michael, I think, had a gap between runs going into that most recent run. you know what she'll do. She'll go forward from that draw, get on the speed and give a sight. There's no tricks to her, but there's not many tricks to any of these, I don't think, or the ones that we know. I've got 9 ahead of 5, Camo, who maps well, hard and fit now. Query Runner might be 12, Paraphernalia. I don't think it's really been tested in any trials or jump outs that I've seen. And a Mick Kent runner on debut at 1,500 metres. Certainly be looking at the market closer to the race. And maybe 3, Fiora Tura, who's fitter for one run back from a spell. The little step up in distance suits. 9, 5, 12, 3.
9, 5, 12 and 3. Which way are you going, Harry?
Yeah, look, I'm with the 5, Camo, who closed off strongly from the rear last start at Totora over a similar trip. Was only beaten by one better in Bonds Abroad. She looks a talented filly. Drawn to sit more prominent in running. He looks very well placed to break maiden status. Very wary of Miss Polanski, who only found one better last start at track and trip after a freshen when leading. She's drawn well, may opt to sit off the speed this time rather than lead, and a repeat effort from last start would see her fighting out the finish again. As Warren mentioned, Paraphernalia is set to debut as trialled. Okay, bad barrier, but maybe a place chance. And chuck in fast foils for wider exotics. 5, 9, 12, 2.
5, 9, 12 and 2. Race number 4 is the Mercedes-Benz Mornington over 1,200 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 2, 14, 15 and 16. And his missile, Pat Carey, $2.40. I'm a Champion from Richard Lemming, having its first start by Sham Express. It's a second favourite at $4. $6.50 Bird of War. Unoveloce is at $7.50 as well. Harry, who are you with in the fourth?
Look, I'm keen on Richie's horse, I'm a Champion, who's been nominated and scratched a number of times, notably being backed off the map from 50 to 1 into $3 a few weeks back when she was going to run at Cranbourne. I've got a few mates involved in this horse. I haven't heard much, but I believe another owner, Peter Moody, handpicked her. She's impressed in her jump outs, draws a little awkwardly, but I'm expecting a big showing on debut. Obviously, the favourite, Annie's Missile, looks the danger is justified favourite after only being narrowly beaten at track and trip first up. Her only other run was a credible fifth behind some handy ones at Flemington, so there's no denying ability. Bird of War finished second when fresh at Benalla behind Bush Christmas, who was knocking on the door. She should strip fitter, has drawn well, showed enough last preparation to be a genuine threat here. And I thought Elegant Tycoon did well for fourth when fresh after covering a stack of extra ground. Next best, 3-8-9-1.
3-8-9-1. Warren?
Well, Harry pricked my interest there. I just had a look at the ownership of I'm a Champion, and Fellgate Holdings is in there, so I don't know if there's a family connection there. Michael, you might be able to give us some inside information as well. But
sadly, that's, I think, the Paul Fellgate from the Greyhound world, who has got a lot more kanga than this Fellgate.
I'm with Annie's Missile here. I thought she was terrific, arguably a touch unlucky first up. She's going to need some luck from the wide draw again here, but, gee, I think she's a talent, and she's destined to get right through this grade and running some better races, I think. I'm with 8 ahead of 9, Bird of War, who was good first up, fitter with that run under the belt. I think we can call this an unveiling of I'm a Champion, because we've been waiting for her to get to the races. Obviously, that jump out that pricked everyone's attention, the big move in at big odds that Cranbourne, when she was scratched from there, that Harry referenced, that scratched on another couple of occasions. So, finally going to the races, looking forward to what she can do. And one Elegant Tycoon, next best for me. Another one drawn wide, but did run well first up. 8-9-3-1.
8-9-3-1, race number 4. We are halfway through the Mornington card. What a beautiful Monday it would be spending it down on the peninsula trying to back a winner at Mornington. When we come back, we'll be getting our teeth stuck into the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Mornington today. The rail's out 8, we're on a soft 5, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddy, which is race number 5. We can take out 10, 11, 12 and 13. Thunderbolt 2 is the favourite for Brent Stanley at $2.60. All in Brawl, $4.60, $5 Escobar, and then we're out to $5 with Stage Front as well. How many do we need in this first leg of the quaddy, Warren?
That's a good question, Michael. I'm just checking now. I've got 3 or 4 in the first leg of the quaddy. I've actually got 3 in the first leg of the quaddy, and they start with the favourite in Thunderbolt 2, who I thought ran well first up. We know that Captain Crackerjack at his best is very hard to catch, and I thought Thunderbolt 2 did a bit of work there. Won't have to do that type of work from the inside draw here. We'll have a good idea how the track's holding up at this stage, but in the good range and a reasonable day, you would think that with the rail out 8 metres, it won't be a disadvantage to be somewhere near the speed. On with 2 ahead of 3, All in Brawl, who's a talent. He's still not push button, but he seems to have settled into Richard Lemming's training regime quite well. 7, Caffett. I thought it's trialled up quite nicely to have its first run for the Shane Nicholls stable. They're the three that I'm including in the quaddie, and I didn't mind a recent jump out at Bendigo for number 8, La Maestra, who's having its first run for Mixell, and looks like we'll go forward from that draw and get somewhere near to speed. 2, 3, 7, 8.
2, 3, 7, and 8 in the first leg of the quaddie for Warren. Any other numbers you're going to add to that, Harry?
I'm just going to stand out the 2 because it's my best bet of the day, Thunderbolt 2, who I thought was fantastic in defeat last start over the trip at Donald when fresh. As Warren mentioned, he pushed up from barrier 7, had to do some early work, only went down by the narrowest of margins. Maybe that early work just took a toll late. He's drawn to do no work this time around, won over the trip second up last prep and just looks very hard to beat. Danger, if there is one, seems to be All in Brawl, who hit the line well last start over the trip in benchmark 70 grade, drops right back in class here, so does go up 6 kilos in the weights. I'm assuming they try to roll forward with him. He can figure in the finish after making his own luck. Escarbar resumes, was pushed along in a Moe jump out. He's poorly drawn but did place over the trip in stronger grade when first up last prep and has a stack of gear changes. And Stage Front also resuming, looked okay in a recent Caulfield jump out. Next best, I think it's all about the 2 ahead of 3, 1 and 4.
All right, there we go. 2, the best bet of the day from Harry. Race number 6. This is the Racetrack Veterinary Services, and it is over 2,050 metres. Just take out the one scratching number 7. Jenny Beale for David Brightoaks, the $3 favourite. Blonde Ruler, $4.40. 480 Miss Savin, $5 for Wolf Tone. This is a very open leg of the quaddie, Harry. How many do we want?
Yeah, I'm going to have 3 in the quaddie here. I am keen on the favourite, Jenna Bell, going off her last run over the mile at Seymour. Just looks very hard to beat. She stormed home from the back running past her rivals and only found one better, who was already off and gone and has since placed in far stronger grade in town. Third up over this trip's ideal. Winkers go on, and her only career win is over this trip. I think she'll just prove too good. Danger looks to be Alabama Man, who I'm going to put a pen through last run. He was badly hampered at the start, losing lengths. The rider stated afterwards he was never comfortable in running. He was very strong prior when fresh after a long layoff, finishing second over the 7 furlongs. Drawn well, suitable trips. He ticks a lot of boxes for mine. Blonde Ruler's been crying out for this trip, should be peaking fourth up. She won at track and trip fourth up last prep by a comfortable 3.5 length margin, and a repeat showing would not surprise at all. And Wolf Tone has been pretty consistent of late, finishing third in his last 2 runs on the synthetic. He's been freshened. Next best, 6.453.
All right. Interesting second leg of the quaddie there. What do you think, Warren?
Same exacta, and very keen on Jenny Beale here. I thought she was terrific second up at Seymour. Vergeer came through that race to place behind Extreme Pride in the first at Caulfield on Saturday, and Diplomat Jack, who went to the line with Jenny Beale's one since, and up in distance, Winkers on, good draw. Keen on her ahead of Blonde Ruler, who was good, the way the race shaped up, was good making ground late last start, and I think that form's solid enough. 1, the Mallee Mob, could be ready to improve, might be going off a run or two early, and 8, Miss Sav's consistent and honest, but keen on Jenny Beale here. Best of the day for me. 6.518.
6.518. Jenny Beale, the best of the day. Race number 7 is the Peninsula Home Handicap over 1,200 metres. We can take out 13, 14, 15 and 16, the emergencies. Soaring Eagles are favourite at $4.20. Darmasun, $4.40. 7.50. Our Fox Wedge at Ligero's at $8. This looks like another tricky leg, Warren.
It is, Michael. Look, I'm with the favourite, Soaring Eagle. I just thought hard to fit inside draw, benefit of a claim, as good a chance as anything in an even race, and not a lot would really shock me here. 10 ahead of 3, Anna Nicole Snitz, who's trialled up quite nicely to resume here. Generally takes a run or two, but I thought the trial was as good as I've seen leading into this campaign for her. Darmasun's going to need some luck from that wide barrier draw, but he's going well, and that Joe's Pride kept on the fresh side since that victory and seems to appreciate racing like that, but probably the winning chances don't end there, Michael. I put them in 10, 3, 7 and 8.
10, 3, 7 and 8 in race number 7. Are you going wide here, Harry?
Yeah, look, I am keen on the favourite, but I think it's a very, very open race, as Warren mentioned. Nothing would surprise. I thought Soaring Eagle's just super honest, consistent. I liked to run last start over the trip at Kyneton when third. She's had a month between runs, is utilising Pearson's 2 kilo claim and has drawn the inside. Tough race, but I think she'll go close. I like Solomon, who closed off strongly fresh and finished within 2 lengths of the winner. He placed over the trip second up last prep and maps for the run of the race. Likely more prominent in running from a good draw. Our Fox Wedge has been good in two runs back from a solid spell, placing on both occasions in similar grade. Third up, looks ready to win, just needs to overcome that wide gate. And Ligero, who has no weight on her back after Will Price's 4 kilo claim, has to be with a chance, as do many others, but restricting it to four numbers, I'm going 10, 1, 2, 12.
10, 1, 2 and 12 in race number 7. So Soaring Eagle currently $4.20 for David Brydoak. Race number 8 is the last on the 8-race program, and it looks a tricky way to finish as well. We take out 10 and 14. Anira is at $4.40. Racing Paradise, $5.50. Immelman's at $5.50. And Snipes is out at $6.50. This quaddy might pay something if we can get it, because there's a few open legs here. Warren, how do we come home?
Well, you're right there, Michael. It will pay something. look, I think Anira's just a little bit bomb-proof at this stage. She's honest. She can take advantage of that draw. They ran a really good time for benchmark 58 grade last start. I don't think she'll have to do as much work here. And she was only grabbed late. Solar Impact was too strong at the end of 1,400 metres there. But I just thought she could ride the speed here and be hard to beat. 11 Anira. I think the one that's going to improve here with not great stats on the form card is number 1 Snipes. Gets Callow aboard, drops significantly in grade and capable of improving significantly. As I said, four Patriot Acts, one at odds that I want to include. There was a bit of money at odds for him last start at Benalla. He ran well in a similar style of race. And 6 Lucky Cat, who might be some slight query at the trip and can miss the start. But if she gets away okay with a few gear changes, I think she could sit into a nice spot, and I'd want her on my side in an even race. 11, 1, 4, 6.
11, 1, 4 and 6 in the last race of the day. Are you with a favourite coming home, Harry?
No, I'm keen on a couple that are coming back from spells. I like the look of number 3, Immelman, who resumes. I really like the look of him when extending to the line in a recent Mornington jump out. Granted, the time wasn't flash, but he looked good. He was a strong winner fresh last prep, albeit over the mile in 58 grade. It has drawn well, though he probably goes back anyway. I think he's a good chance. Watch for him late. Obviously, better over further, but can win this first up. Another one is Racing Paradise, who was good in a Tatura trial. One came over the of late over a similar trip, making me think he's ready to go and fire fresh. I think that's the key this time, straight to this trip first up. And although he'll be better over further as well, a win here wouldn't surprise. Plenty of respect for Onira, who found one better last start, is drawn here to get an easy on-pace run. She should have every chance from up front. And Snipes, as Warren mentioned, drops back significantly in grade, not without a chance, and I doubt that the chances end there, but I'll go with 3 ahead of 2, 11 and 1.
3 ahead of 2, 11 and 1. And Owen Kelly, Owen the Vet on Twitter, has just tweeted to remind her that all strappers today at Mornington will get a delicious lunch pack courtesy of Racetrack Vets and Musk Creek Farm. So that is great for those who are often the ones that do the thankless task and are so important to the racing industry, that the strappers out there will get a nice free lunch today at Mornington. All right, gents, let's try and work out how we make a dollar today. Warren, what's your best? You play of the day in your quaddie.
Jenny Beale's the best for me, Michael. Race 6, number 6. On a day that struggled to find much value, I thought race 2, number 10, Arigato, might represent that. For the quaddie, first league 2, 3 and 7. Second league 1, 5, 6 and 8. Third league 3, 7, 8 and 10. Home with numbers 1, 4, 6 and 11. Playing an early quaddie as the player of the day. First league 3, 7, 10. Second league 2, 4 and 10. Third league 5 and 9. And the last league of the early quaddie, 3, 8 and 9.
Beautiful, Warren. I look forward to seeing you out at Moonee Valley tomorrow for the Breakfast with the Best. It's going to be an intriguing morning.
A lot of good horses going there, Michael. It's they do a terrific job packaging that up, Moonee Valley. They've got the type of amphitheatre that's great for that sort of event, and it's really well supported by patrons getting out there, getting a chance to have a look at their horses fine-tuning leading into Cox Plate weekend. I'm really looking forward to being there.
Yep, you'll be on racing.com's coverage. We'll have a chat to you on RSN as well, giving us all the latest times. Question without notice, does Tiaka Shark get in or Mr. Quickie get in?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Are they paying up with Mr. Quickie?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right. Well, gee, that's going to create some real dilemmas for the board at the Moonee Valley Racing Club, because there's probably, there'll be at least 18 horses eminently qualified for a spot in the Cox Plate. I don't envy their position.
It's going to be fascinating. You answered that definitely without giving an answer, Warren. Well done. We'll see you out there.
Career in politics beckons.
Tomorrow morning. Harry, give us your best, your play and your quaddie today.
Best is race 5, number 2, Thunderbolt 2. Very, very keen to have a play there. Like Warren, I struggled to find much value, but race 8, number 3, Immelman, looks all right at about $5.50. My quaddie, I'm standing out the 2 in the first leg to get a good percentage. Second leg will go 4, 5, 6. Third leg, 1, 2, 10, 12, and we'll bring it home with 1, 2, 3, 11. And my play of the day is a running double. Race 6, numbers 4 and 6 into race 7, numbers 1 and 10.
Good on you, Harry. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks,
hopefully,
Michael.
We'll find a few winners.
Fingers crossed, I need it.